I think the most challenging part of the story is that people assume that Egypt and Tunisia and now Libya are one and the same, and that each of these movements are identical. But in fact, Libya is quite different from what happened in Egypt and Tunisia. In particular, there was a lot of pressure that both Ben Ali and Mubarak faced from the international community and from their own military. But here, Gaddafi doesn't face either of those pressures. The United States isn't giving Libya billions of dollars of aid, and his military was purposely designed to be weak. And so I think the assumption is that this is falling dominoes and that they're the same size dominoes and that they're that everything in each country is the same. But in fact, each of these countries is very different, and Libya has its own challenges, and that's what makes it all so unpredictable. So when people are watching this, I hope they don't think that Libya will end the same way that Tunisia and Egypt did, because it very well could not.